from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now, these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Tell Shasky left his phone.
All right, Shasky left his phone. We're all discombobulated today.
It was organized chaos.
It's the jacked up week, and we're doing 2-6. If you don't know who we are, why not? You know who we are.
Yep.
Steiny Guru. We usually do 10 to 12, 10 to 2. I don't like this.
I could tell you
that. I need more time.
Yeah.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well, but this is why I love you, is you believe me on the Patron bottle. That's why you are my guy. You gave me the benefit of the doubt, and you don't even know it.
Well, it was,
I looked at you. I could tell. I know what you're thinking.
There's no way you take a half-empty bottle.
To get out it.
Even if we want to make jokes about it. There's no way.
That's my guy, love
me. There's no way you do that. See, I'm all...
So I let Shasky get out of here real quick without his letter grade.
It's probably C. What's he going to give him, a B?
Nah, it'd probably be, I think, about a D.
There's nobody that's going to give him any higher than a C. I'm with you. Plus, I got to believe.
And the whole Luciano debacle, Stani, that's big.
Yeah, yeah. So you were in a Domino's tournament over the over the weekend.
Went 0-2.
Yeah.
Kind of like Evan at the... We gotta be quiet. The pickleball tournament. He was in it Friday.
Well, it sounds like all three of us struggled.
You were playing your best golf.
I played all right.
I didn't want to put it on the vine. You disappointed me.
I played all right, but
top 10, top 5?
I haven't seen the standings yet.
Top 5, top 6.
You know, good.
But when'd you get in your car knowing you weren't going to get presented the trophy? You had to know.
Well, I knew by the second day. I mean, I was. In fact,
I just
teed off yesterday. I said, "So Dibs, what? Like, how far back are you?" And he goes, 16 strokes."
Oh boy!
And then I thought, "Well, that means I'm down about 16 strokes too."
Well, you had fun.
You had some fun. Yeah, it was all right.
Silence can be deafening.
It was a lot of fun.
I had fun.
Okay,
too.
So I did. I was off Friday, and some marketing stuff has happened. I know that they were talking. They continue to talk. And I keep seeing that patience is the Warriors' game plan. But the one thing, just to surmise, or summarize rather, Sham Sharani of The Athletic saying that the Warriors are trying to build a package for marketing around Moody and multiple firsts. But the Jazz want Moody, Kuminga, and Pajemski and multiple first. That seems preposterous to
me. No doubt, Stani.
I mean, one or the other. And frankly, if you asked me right now, would you do either of these? I still might say no. The package around Moody, you still got to make up $10, $12 million in salary. So what are we talking, Gary Payton II? That wouldn't bother me. Who else is making?
Looney? Well, he's eight.
Yeah, I mean, who else is making what? Looney? Yeah, you could put Looney in there. I don't know. I do feel like, I don't know if Danny Ainge, I have two thoughts. I don't know if Danny Ainge really wants to make a deal unless it is ridiculously favorable. But you know what? Not convinced the Warriors want to make one of these decisions either, because it's a big jump in the pool. If you go get Markkanen and give up some of your young guys and a future pick or two, that's a big jump in the pool. And I just don't like the downside of it. That's all.
Yeah, and I'm turning into baby Steiny. I told Evan in the green room, Steiny, Friday or all last week, I was Malcolm X to get this deal done, expedited by any means necessary. Now I'm Al Sharpton. I done backed off. That is too much. And what supersedes all that for me is I don't believe Danny Ainge wants to get off of marketing, because that's just what you ask for. Something so ludicrous, Steiny, to where, hey, I like marketing, but Steiny, he ain't that damn good. 3/5 of you. I mean,
what happened to Goo from last week?
Well, we were just talking about one of these guys going, and maybe two, but not the picks and Pajimski, who Steiny again, who I like.
Okay,
Moody and Kuminga. Come on, man.
Let's be honest.
Thank you, Evan.
Let's be honest. The Jazz want either Moody and multiple picks, and rather, that's what the Warriors want. So they got to meet in the middle. It's obvious. I mean, if Danny Ainge says, I want those three young guys and some picks, Mike Dunleavy says, see you later.
You're sending them a whole team, almost.
And when Danny Ainge sees, we'll give you Moody, Gary Payton, and one first-round pick in 2026, Ainge is going to say, hit the pipe.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be somewhere in the middle there, I would think, if you want to get Lauri Markkanen.
No doubt about it. And like I said, I think that's proof right there, Steiny, that I am a Kuminga fan. But if you're saying Kuminga's going along with that other artillery, I'm good.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Goo with you, 2-6.
It's weird.
It's really weird. It is really weird. But you know what? We'll have fun this week. We'll have a lot of fun this week.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's when you say, yeah, so you know we will.
We had fun on the Vine earlier. I said a cuss word to you.
That was uncalled for.
I live with these people. I love these people. Stop. They're part of my family.
Somebody had to do something to you. That was me throwing water on you. Wake up!
Yeah, I took it seriously, and I didn't like it.
No, but you got up. You said you weren't happy with the time. You weren't in your, you know what
I'm
saying?
I didn't say I wasn't happy.
I had to do something like that to get you off.
What?
Evan, he was
for the sake of accuracy. Let me look at this thing right now.
You can't read it.
You're right. What's your first thing? I hate this slot already. It's 8:01 on a Monday morning.
I didn't text anything like that.
That was the first day. You made me go to the gym.
Hold on.
You sent it to the other Vine.
Oh, yeah. You sent it.
With Spadoni?
Yeah,
yes.
With Spadoni on it.
What did I say?
I gave you that one. I kind of backed you up.
What did I say?
I'm out on this 7:20 a.m.
I hate the schedule already. That was before our first show.
And I knew Evan were in for it.
Listen,
oh, boy.
It's not about disliking or liking. It's about change.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
Nobody likes change.
Yeah, I'm with you. But we're
unless
here now,
you want
baby.
To get off.
We're here now.
Klay Thompson. Then it's about change.
Yeah, he's in Dallas.
Giants don't like change.
Who?
The Giants.
Hey, you know what I was thinking? And I know this isn't not for nothing, but Giants haven't won a playoff series in 10 years.
Now, that's a hell of wow, Steiny.
That's a fact, and it's not an unknown thing, but that's what I was thinking.
Well, I just think of Prince 14, Rogers Nelson. 15, rest 16, in peace.
17, 18,
that
19,
is, Steiny, sign of the times.
23. Oh, this will be the 10th year. If
but
they don't make
won
the
107, yeah, that
great.
Don't matter.
Oh, that's great. No, that's
nice.
Great.
Steiny, that's a hell of a wow.
10
That's
years.
A nugget.
Yeah, well, this will be the 10th year for the sake of accuracy. But, I was looking at some numbers. Not even their hitting numbers. This team is so ordinary. 5-5 in the last 10. Of course they are. They're minus 27 overall in run differential. And I had actually written this sentence down, and then I opened up The Athletic, and that was the headline. Like, what is the Giants' identity as a team?
The fact that they don't have one to me.
Well, that's what Andy Baggerly said in The Athletic. Starting pitching was supposed to be their strength. It hasn't been. Soler's been a disappointment.
Yep.
Jung Hoo Lee obviously got hurt, which stinks. Blake Snell, been terrible. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And the plan at first base, Donnie, after your boy Lamont Wade Jr. got hurt, that was kind of like that. That wasn't a good plan. And I'm not going down Flores' road. It's bigger than him. But, you know, you went and got two pitchers, Ray and Cobb, that you thought, you know what, we'll be okay before they come back and help us. And the bottom line is you haven't been okay. I feel like Harrison has regressed, but it's still out there. You got to like what you saw from Snell yesterday, Stani. And those are just two starts after his five-inning outing, you know, a week ago. But you're right. They are not fun to watch. It was exciting yesterday. We come down Yaz's road. He's actually gotten hot. He doesn't need to break. But I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know this. I was mad Farhan wasn't gone with Kapler. He survived. But when he made that comment a few days ago about is the onus is on the players, I'm like, Steiny, this dude, like Chesky just mentioned, I don't think he's on a hot seat. Like, if they don't make it, I think he's coming back.
I don't know, but I don't have a problem with him saying it's on the players. If they have a $400 million payroll, the problem is the players that he got for the money that he paid aren't delivering.
Yeah.
Snell's not delivering. Obviously, Jung Hoo Lee, that was a tough blow. Soler's been awful.
Yeah, man.
You know what? You should
better
pay me.
Of late, Stein.
I've
been taking some walks.
Oh, that's great. That's what you acquired him for. To get some walks.
What about our bet? I got him with 30 bombs. I need to send you that money now.
Well, I think you should send twice as much when he doesn't hit 20 homers. That's what I think. He's on a pace for less than 20.
Man.
In case you just joined us, I'm Steiny. He's Guru.
Yes,
we're
sir.
New here.
Yay! Guru
and I made a bet. He said Soler's going to hit 30 homers. I said no.
Look at the smile, man.
I'll take that money whenever you want, or that drink whenever you want. Mm-hmm. Soler.
Yeah.
Bit of tough start
no
for
doubt.
Soler.
And the Giants, 3-under. I like, how can you get any of, like, what did you say, C-minus or a solid?
C-minus.
Yeah, C-minus. That's D-plus. But
okay, Evan, maybe you can help me here. I was looking at the MLB standings.
Huh?
On
that's taken
ESPN.
Off, by the way.
And do they now have in the stats what their projected record was supposed to be, the Giants? Because they're 40, what are they exactly? They're
37 and what? 3-under.
Well, I know there's like a Pythagorean win-loss column based on the amount of, like, your run differential, essentially.
Okay. So they're 47 and 50, and according to that number, they should be like 46 and 51 or something like that.
Yeah, so they're right about where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. So they've been adequate.
Yeah. And then if you want to be positive, Pete, you could say without the contract, two starting pitchers coming in Cobb and Ray. So,
That's true.
The rotation's going to get an enhancement. What I don't like is the lineup is just mismatched. I mean, nothing matches. You brought in a dude to bop. He ain't bopping. I'm talking about Soler. You can't find, Jung Hoo Lee got hurt. So it's just like, duck, goose in regard to the leadoff hitter. Wisely, I like his spunk and how he plays, Nani, but if he's not a shortstop, what are you doing? And the Luciano debacle, the Chesky and others have said, oh, he's tearing the ball off the cover in sack. I'm like, okay, but what's his position with the mitt? That's the glove. And I don't know what that
he's
is.
He's a
like,
DH.
Well,
he's a DH.
So is Soler.
Yeah, so you have two DHs that are, you have two DHs, neither of whom can play in the field. I mean, I don't know where you put Luciano. What's the easiest position? First base?
No, hell no. You got responsibility
okay,
there.
Okay, then what is?
I would say right field.
Right field?
Yeah.
At that ballpark?
Well.
Ooh, how to play tricks on you out there.
They've been playing tricks on a lot of giant outfielders. Somebody 5-1-0, don't bet Guru a bottle. Might be half empty. Oh, my God. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. That's what we call a four. Here on this show, I don't know if anybody knows our scoring system, but when somebody comes up with something clever, you can grade it 1 to 5 numerically. All right, well, We're off to a great start. What? Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Right before we get to break.
Okay.
How many of our show bits do you feel like we're going to have to introduce to the new audience? There's so many of them.
Well, I feel like we have to do them a service and kind of explain some of the stuff. And
that's a good call.
Also, that'll just kind of provide extra content that we might need anyway.
Number four.
Just explaining things. We could do a whole history of our relationship.
Let's do it.
Talk about how we've become good friends. Yeah. We can do that. But I'll tell you what we're going to do first. We're going to talk about the Warriors and Lowry Marketing. There's a couple things I want to talk about regarding the Warriors that I find interesting. 888-957-9570. Here's a question I'll start you all out with. Right now, the Warriors want to move Moody and maybe another player and a pick or two for Markkanen. The Jazz want three of the Warriors' young players and a pick or two for Markkanen. Are you more willing to do one or the other, or are you out completely on Markkanen? Or are you all in on Markkanen and you're willing to take, make a sacrifice with some of your young players? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Watch the game again then, Tiny.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable. Bay Area is Draymond Green. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I know. We're back.
I was waiting for Draymond to say Steiny and Guru because I didn't remember that one. But
I'm surprised you're talking
Willard
to me.
And Dibs. I'll give you a three.
Draymond, in case you haven't, he did an interview with
Cassidy. Oh, he has some fresh shades on.
Oh, God.
The Rockets coming out to play.
He hasn't dealt with the loss of Clay yet.
So. 888-957-9570,
biggest sports story of the week. Draymond Green and how he feels. That's always top of the priority list.
You are the best, man. Did they tell you real quick about Friday? I was in your seat.
Oh, what happened?
I went blind. Steiny, it was too dark. And it was segment was wrapping up and I was supposed to read. And I couldn't.
What do you mean it was too dark?
It was dark in the studio.
And I took it. You'd like put the lights on.
Yeah, but I didn't have them on. And then I was reading it and went.
Oh, this is interesting.
I thought it got back to you, but it didn't. Willard just came in and railed on me like, dude, you got to get some glasses.
So interesting.
It was bad. I couldn't see.
The guru works with me. He'll always say, Steiny, can I put the lights on? And I always say, sure. Yeah, put whatever you want. And any kind of light. But you work with Kruger and you let him run roughshod over you?
No, Kruger had nothing to do with it.
Sounds to me like he likes working in the dark.
It was a Friday, non-payday Friday, Steiny, and I just hadn't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I play ball this weekend, so I got good vision. It's just in dark places, and I lost it. I was like, you brought to you by the... That's how I win the 9-5 set the game.
Can we try to find that?
No, see, I don't know why I would bring that up.
Okay, so I'm looking at 888-957-9570. We're starting out the show with some Warriors talk.
Time for the legal.
We finally have a little bit of clarity on what the Warriors may have to give up if they want Lowry Markkanen, and that would be, looks like a couple of firsts, future firsts, and then some combination of the young guys. Pajemski.
Or all of them. Combination. That's Pajemski. Three dudes in the start lineup.
Okay. I will say this about all the concoctions.
Huh?
There is no chance Pajemski is the holdup. Now, I love Pajemski.
Right.
Nice rookie year.
Almost a triple-double last night.
I'm not sure what he's going to be down the line, but...
You don't believe it,
I do not believe Brandon Pajemski would be the holdup.
Well, it's Kuminga. There's no doubt.
But here's the thing about Danny Ainge. If he is sitting in Utah saying, I'm not even going to talk about it unless it's pods, then all of a sudden, if you're Mike Dunleavy, you're saying, why do they want pods so bad? Maybe he's better than we thought he is. Maybe I shouldn't include him in the deal. Boy, if Danny Ainge wants him, maybe he sees a future all-star.
But either one of us weren't born yesterday, I wish. But, Steiny, come on, it's Kuminga. That's the holdup. And that's no shaded pods. Kuminga, again, Steiny, if he pops, that dude could be a 26, 28-point scorer game, 7-8 rebounds, what have you. It has to be him.
Well, the problem is you're going to end up paying him most likely before he ever pops. because, well, we'll see about
I've retired my line on that Kuminga thing at the Fremont Bank, the gambling term, betting on him to come. You know, that's what the Warriors are doing. If you pay him, you're hoping he turns into what you're paying for. But to what Bonte and Shasky were saying real quick, stunning the crossover, if everybody's getting money, then nothing is really egregious. You know what I'm saying? If Scotty Barnes could get two, and I like Barnes, is that any difference than or and Wagner? I like those guys, and Cade Cunningham, who the potential's up through the roof, but he's getting 200 M's. Like, okay, Kuminga, here you go.
No, that's that's not the way. That's not the way I would run my team. And I look at some of these contracts quickly. These crazy numbers.
I do like his little game.
And I get it. Kuminga can come to the table and say, I want 35 or 40. And you could give him that and say, well, everybody gets it. But that's not the best strategy. You got to pay guys that much money only if they're true number ones. And I don't know about Kuminga.
Not what the market dictates. And I hear you. Here's the other thing. You got to have the skills.
And people don't want to hear this, but you know what? I've never talked about this from 2 to 6.
That's a 4.
So Steph Curry's due an extension. August 6th. Mike Dunleavy talked to the Chronicle over the weekend and said, I can say, what did he say exactly?
So you got your readers.
Whatever he wants.
Dunleavy has confidence that Curry will be a Warrior for life.
Bang, bang, blank
check. Okay, so fine. Okay, that's fine, Goo. Yeah. And so you know what that means? That means when Steph Curry is 38 years old, he's going to be making $63 million. Now, does he deserve it? About the past? How much money he makes? Lacob? Right. Yes, of course, you got to pay him.
Gotcha.
But then you have a 38-year-old who will no longer be a top 5, 10, 15, 20 player, whatever it is. But he's going to be occupying 35% of your cap. You can't have a guy making that much money. Wow. I mean, you can because it's going to be Curry, but what I'm saying is you want to pay a guy, if you pay a number 3 like a number 1, then how do you get the number 1? And I mean, how do you pay for the number 1? So I think you got to be real careful there.
Yeah, and let me read this real quick from the YouTube chat. Uncle Looney, Scotty, he'd rather pay Lori 45 to 50 than Kuminga 35 to 40 right now.
I might not be against that.
Okay.
I might not be against that. You're telling me that this guy is going to be in the chat from 2 to 6 now, too.
They're P1s.
I was hoping we'd have I was hoping we'd have some
new audience.
New blood.
Yeah. We've not taken our first call.
That's right.
We're still virgins.
Well, I'm going to go to Cameron in Antioch. You're on with Steiny and Goo. Drive time. San Francisco.
Big time.
Hey, Cameron, how you doing, man?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How are you, man?
Doing good. Have y'all been on Twitter with USA Airplane?
Hey, Cameron, I got to ask you to call back. But I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Team USA, I got you, Stoney. That wasn't their best showing today.
By the way.
No, they ran into a freight train.
Hey.
I'm basketballed out. I'm watching Summer League, all this.
By the way, this is what I mean, Evan. One of the things we like to do on our show is when somebody's right about something, they can take a victory lap. And I guess I'm due another one. I'm absolutely due another one.
The committee will let you know.
No,
which one are you talking about?
I'm the committee. Hey, Steiny, LeBron, Bronny, he's got to occupy a roster spot. He's going to the G League just like I said he was. He's going to the G League. He will accept any assignment, okay? He's going to the G League.
Is that a two-way deal?
Do you want to bet me right now, opening night, he will run out with his daddy in Laker warm-up sweats?
You know I don't make bets unless I win them. I will bet you that
you're coming off a two-game losing streak, bud.
What are you talking about?
The Warriors road total? I hit that. Cha-ching. Yeah, cash me out one time. Has been cashed out.
And I hit the Kings under. What's your point? Those canceled each other out.
It was a
win for
me.
So when you say 0-2, you really mean 1-1.
Well,
which is a hot streak for you. Evan, what's the Lakers G League team name? Do you know off the top of your head? You're usually good at this kind of information.
Boy.
It's kind of meaningless. Anyway, he'll be playing.
It's Evan's last day before Switzerland.
Right.
Yeah. Don't come out.
South Bay Lakers.
There you go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's going to Switzerland. It's going to Sweden, not Switzerland, Goo.
You guessed Norway earlier.
Right. But, okay.
El Segundo, by the way, the South Bay Lakers.
I just got the country wrong, because I think your sister lived in Oslo.
No, Stockholm.
Oh boy, no, your partner.
Well, the difference is this: I just got the country wrong. You think Switzerland and Sweden are the same thing?
But why would you dime me out?
Because that's what I do here.
Well, as long as you know,
get to know
John
us.
Stockton.
2-6.
Yeah.
2-6. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. What's up, Tom? Where's Cameron in Antioch? I told you I'd put you right back on. Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey. I'm tired.
Hey, yeah, I know, man. I'm all jacked up with this time change with you guys. I'm just going to tell you that, all right?
Brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Way to go. Tom knows how to play the game.
That's right. Yeah, I tied right into it. Hey. So I'm out on marketing, man. You know, I just don't feel, I feel this team, we should put it the way it is. I don't want to give up on Kuminga yet, man. I want to give him one more chance. He's got, look it, we don't need to make a decision on his bag for 4 or 5 months. Let's, what I would say to him, you got to be our number two guy. You got to score. You got to be everything, man. You got to be a superstar. Because if not, we're going to have to trade you mid-season. I'm not ready to jump off the cliff. The second thing I want to say, Markkanen, man. How many games does this guy complete in a year? 55, maybe? I don't know if this guy has the stamina to do 82, but I'm not sure on those statistics. So if you guys look that up for me, that would be great. But thanks much, guys. I appreciate it. Love you much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, he's jacked
up. He's been LAU. There he is. There's Markkanen. He's a young kid.
Lowry.
He's 27. 27?
Let's go.
2-2-2. What do you want me to go?
Has he played more than 70 games in his career?
Let me ask you this. I'll go year by year. Do you want his games played or his games missed?
Games played.
Games played.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because, yeah, it's really a coin flip.
John
Sally. 68. 50. This is...
Hold on. Let's do 68. I will take it. Check.
Rookie year.
Yeah, okay. 68.
52.
Don't like it.
50.
Don't like it.
51.
Don't like it.
61.
I'll take that.
Oh, you can take two. That's great.
And was that the year he scored average 24 or 25? He did it back to back. Two highest
years.
He
never averaged 24 back to back.
No, 20. More than that. He had 20 points high.
But he never averaged 24 back to back. 1 year was 25.
Yeah.
The other's 23.
Okay. Wow. We'll take him. But that, how many games played in those years?
He's never played more than 68 games, which was his rookie year. The last 3 years, 61, 66, 55. Yikes.
Woo! Well, give the guy a break. You got to be proactive.
He's had a lot of breaks, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, Utah's, you've been tanking, so a lot of load management.
Good call, E.
You know.
Okay, that's fine.
He's 7 foot, Donnie.
Celebrating.
He doesn't rebound. He doesn't rebound like a 7-footer.
He averaged 8 rebounds for his career.
That's not a lot for a 7-footer.
It ain't. You make it sound like it's 4.
Well, no, Kuminga's 4. So, in other words, they have Kuminga next to Markkanen, next to Draymond.
Oh, my gosh.
You think they'll get a rebound next season?
TJD.
No, it's true.
No.
He can do that. What young talent would you be willing to part with if you're the Golden State Warriors?
Ask me. Moody and Pods, as far as I'm going.
Okay, so Moody's making 6. Pods probably. You might have to throw. All right. So can I take it? Even though we all respect him, you'll just move Gary Payton a second in any deal if you have to.
I would.
Yeah, I kind of would, too. And so I'm, you go GP2. Moody, Pods, and Markkanen. Yeah. I'm sorry, Moody, Pods, and Payton.
Yeah. To give me this 7-footer who I think can play the best basketball of his career.
Well, I'll be honest with
Curry, Dre, and Steve Kerr.
I'll be honest with you. I might do that deal, but I ain't throwing in any picks. Oh, not one.
You think Danny would go sign off on that deal with no picks?
Well, the thing with Utah is he's got picks already.
Wow, man.
Like, he's got picks. He may want more, but he doesn't really need them. They got a lot of picks down the line. So I don't know what Danny Ainge is cooking up in Salt Lake City, but I know that there's probably a lot of teams that have interest in marketing, and you're right, Coop. At the end of the day, they may just sign him to an extension between now and August 6th.
Man, are you surprised that this deal still has buzz around it? I thought it kind of was last week, nothing happened. I'm like, you know what, it's a wrap, but... You surprised it is we still?
I'm not. And I think this thing's going to go all the way up until the trade deadline. Because I think that, if you don't know, Markkanen's eligible for an extension on August 6th. That's the first day. I think I said you could sign him now. No, you can't. You got August 6th, the first day you can sign Markkanen, the Utah Jazz. If they do it on that day, that means he'll be available the day of the trading deadline. The last day of it. So we got to see how that plays out. The other thing is, do you want Markkanen without a contract extension or with a contract extension? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what Dunleavy's looking for. But what I think is going to happen is on August 6th, they'll re-sign Markkanen to a number. And then they'll keep listening and listening until the trade deadline. And Danny Ainge being Danny Ainge, if he doesn't like any of the deals, then he'll just say, we're fine. We'll move on with Markkanen. We like him.
So let's just say nothing pops and the Warriors are as is right now.
Mm-hmm.
We still got your sound, just like we had fits of Guru, don't worry, Warrior fans, don't worry. If this were to happen and Draymond doesn't get suspended, we got action. Last week, the theme of the week, Stoney, from you, if this from me, your partner, is you think they got a chance, the possibility they could be better. Do you still feel that way with no Markkanen deal?
Yeah, if everything works out, everything. But Draymond and Steph, they've got to stay healthy. Wiggins has to be better. Kuminga has to take the next step. Ditto with Pajemski and Moody.
It's kind of like the Giants, though. That's
exactly
how they went into this season.
Exactly.
It's just been a nightmare.
Exactly. I mean, if honestly, would they win this year, 46?
Yeah.
If you say, Steiny, you have to bet on the Warriors 46 over or under this upcoming season, I'd probably bet the under. But it doesn't mean I don't think they could be better. I just think a lot of stuff has to go right. But I don't think the team itself is that much worse by just losing Klay Thompson and Chris Paul.
Okay.
I just don't.
Well, how about this? And I said this at the summit. Shout out Fremont Banks, Downey, friend of ours now. I said the culture has taken a hit from, the levels I had it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it was a lie, because it's not, and they've won. But I go back to David West when he was saying, if anybody knew what we had to deal with, and we never really got that answer. And things happen on every team and corporation. But I'll say this, the last 2 years, something has gone wrong. How about that?
Yeah.
From Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole, him no longer being a dub, and then last year with the suspension, it's like, can we really get three seasons in a row to where something went wrong for the Warriors?
Yeah.
I would bet that wouldn't be the case. Like, at some point, Draymond's got to know I'm too valuable. And then other than that, you know, health is wealth, and health has been on their side.
Yeah, that's the troubling part to me. Is they have been relatively healthy, and they weren't able to get it done. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Gil. Gil's in the East Bay. What's up, Gil? How you doing, man?
Well, how are you guys doing? Guru, I want to help you out. Things go wrong in life, okay? I want to know one thing. Why is it that the Warriors are even talking to the Utah Jazz about Lauri Markkanen? They want too much. They want Kuminga. They want Pudzinski. They want draft picks. Draft picks represent... Guru, draft picks represent the future of the Warriors. Are you related to somebody or something like that?
Hey, how about,
welcome to the afternoon.
Hey, how about trust the process? Miss me with picks.
We'll be making a trade.
Picks are a gamble, brother. Picks are a gamble. Ask the Sixers. Trust the process. Miss me with picks are our future. No, you don't know. You got to get something out of the picks. And if I can get something now that can give me 20-plus points a game, I'm a fire on it. We don't got all day left for Curry, man.
But to Gil's point, those picks may be an unsure thing. But let me tell you what those picks aren't.
What?
Or what? Let me tell you what those picks are. Those picks are assets. They are assets.
They're gonna bubble when Steph is gone.
Right. That's why you don't get rid of them.
But they may not bubble when he's gone, too.
They will always be assets.
I'm trying to get number five for the team.
Until you turn them into a player.
I'm trying to get number five for the team and Steph.
You know what? I was listening on Friday just for a minute, late in the afternoon. Son of a gun. Somebody called in and just was very straightforward. Gosh, I wish I remembered who it was. And they just said, don't you get it? The fourth title was the bonus title. That's the one. That was the bonus title. It wasn't the one where then you say, well, let's double down on everything for the next three years.
But you do understand.
No, I
don't. You don't like it. I'll never. Only because you're my guy and you back me up on the Patron. Curry's the rat on the table for the Warriors. They're going to do things upstairs that normally, and this could be the marketing deal, Steiny, that normally they'd be like, you know what? You get that though, right?
Not really anymore.
But you understand there's some merit to it. And it's more likely I'm correct.
For some.
Oh,
it's not for me.
Yeah, no.
We've
established that. But, Steiny, they're doing it.
Listen. Here's why I believe what I believe. I've been watching the Warriors since the early 90s. And I covered them from... Thank you. That means you're name dropping when you hear drop. From 1995... to 2007 was the worst basketball that the NBA's seen in a while.
Wow.
They missed the playoffs 12 straight years. Like I always like to say, think about this. They went 5 straight years once with 21 wins or fewer.
I'm laughing, but I cried. A great time out.
Okay, and this is what I do think. I think it kind of breaks the Warrior fan base a little bit in half. I think the people that are old enough to remember that period of time.
I'm one of them.
Thinks about life after Curry. I think the people that don't remember those lean years or you know, have just been a fan, let's say the last 10 or 15 years, I don't think they think about life after Curry nearly to the degree that the older fans tend to think of him. And I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong, but
think about what you just said. 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
And people got mad at me because I kept it real saying I adopted the team come playoff time. Hell yeah. Warriors weren't in it.
You know what, Goo? You want to trade 3 first rounds for marketing? Get ready to have another favorite team in about 3 years.
You don't know that.
You don't know. Well, I'll tell you right now.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I mean, I just.
It's Pierce just Evans, Steiny. This is to you. On the YouTube chat says Kruger was saying that Friday. So maybe you turn.
No, it was a caller. It was a caller.
I'm just reading what they wrote.
A caller. Wait a minute.
So you didn't tell
us. Actually, it might have been Kruger.
It is funny.
You know what? It may have been Kruger.
He said the fourth title was a bonus. That's, I don't remember. Yeah.
And not Arvidas Sabonis.
You're in your bag.
Let's quick get Cameron in here because he was good enough to call back. What's up, Cameron? How you doing, buddy?
Yo, appreciate it for getting me back on.
Sure.
But, I was saying, please don't cut me off, but this is Curry time. Get Curry.
Well, I'm glad I waited for that.
Not five.
I think he was talking
he
about
said six or seven.
Well, that's because I think he was saying
it by "Don't cut me off."
No. Well, yeah, when he drops the F bomb. No, I think he meant trade Curry so he can get his fifth or sixth title.
I apologize if that you think that's where he was going.
I think that's where he was going.
Because he had to, right? Six or seven, buddy. We tried to get five, buddy. We're trying to get to the playoffs or back.
Exactly.
Dude, I can't believe you brought up those 5 years in a row.
Why wouldn't I? It's history. Those who are insane go and it repeats itself.
What?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was an F.
Yeah, definition of insanity.
We actually just heard an F, but
that's a,
what did he say?
We just actually heard an F, which was your rendition of what you thought you remembered.
No, I was purposely mixing.
Oh,
it just didn't come across well. Goodness gracious.
That's on me! 2-6. First hour in the books.
I am drained. Flat out drained.
He deserved it.
Thank you. Steve Kerr. I'll tell you what. He better get his act together.
My boy Skip texts me saying one of the callers that had a bad connection who was bringing up Team USA, he thinks was going to go with Kerr. It's just funny that people go with Kerr in his rotations.
It's funny you mention that because that was Cameron and Antioch.
Oh, boy. Come on. Leave Kerr alone. He's got four rings, baby.
Dad, Cameron's just texted in and he apologized for the F-bomb.
But you really can't once you do it.
Well, if we get it, if we dump it in time.
Yeah, no, with Evans, the hockey goalie, he always does.
Yeah, he's about 33% on the dump button. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're an hour in. 19 more to go.
I'm tired.
19 more to go. Hey, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This week, we're all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.